Chinatowns, Episode 4.
Miss Lesways! Miss Lesways, wait!
Oh, Mr. Clayhanger!
Are you taking the train?
Well, yes, it leaves any minute.
Oh.
I've had the best news.
Really?
I'm to start work at the new newspaper in Town Hill straight away.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know. Mr. Cannon sent me a telegram this morning. I'm to be his assistant, but in time perhaps I can write my own stories.
Can a woman...
I can't see why not. Can you?
No, of course not. I mean...
Oh, I'm afraid I'll have to rush. I did enjoy our conversations, Mr. Clayhanger.
So did I. Will you... Oh, what I mean is, would it be all right... Can I write?
Oh, do. Except I think I'll probably be terribly busy. Oh, I hope so. Oh, goodbye, Mr. Clayhanger. Look out for my name in the newsstand!
Yes, good.
All right.
Get my boots off, will you?
Madame, je dois parler avec votre mari.
Allez-vous-en! Laissez-nous tranquille! La vache!
Where have you been?
Rio!
It's nearly midnight.
Who cares what time it is?
The proprietress has been asking me for money. I told her we paid for the room.
Have we no wine?
Gerald, do you hear? Why does she want money?
I don't know. You should ask her.
It's Chirac. Can I be of service?
Monsieur Chirac?
Madame, forgive me. I know your husband. He's taken a great deal of wine.
Oh, we owe the hotel money. Gerald won't listen to me.
Have you looked in his wallet?
No.
I think you should. Forgive me.
Why?
You are without funds in a strange country. Gerald, his memory is not good after he drinks. Perhaps you should take something for yourself in case of emergency.
Oh, I was not brought up to be so dishonest. Do you believe me, Monsieur Chirac?
Nothing is your fault.
Oh, you're very kind.
I'll come tomorrow to say goodbye.
Oh, Monsieur Chirac, thank you.
Good night, madame.
Gerald, look what you've done. You've made a thief of me. Fair enough. You've stolen my life. Oh, oh, smudged.
You'll have to deal with that later, Miss Lesways. Huh? We need to go through these proofs.
Oh, yes, Mr. Dayton, of course.
Right, L.C.?
I'm sorry?
Lower case, Miss Lesways. Put enlightened before public. Ring it.
Ring it?
Put a ring around the word in the margin to show it isn't the compositor's mistake.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, good morning.
Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Cannon. Latest on advertising, Dayton?
Ah, still waiting on Braithwaite. I told Klondike's we'd give them a discount and they settle for more than Sharps are paying.
Good man. Miss Lesways, good to see your hands covered in ink. Very industrious.
I'm just about to proof the copy, Mr. Cannon.
Spoken like a real professional. I've been round to Benyon, made it clear to him if he can't run off maximum of 2,000 by midnight, we shall have to try Clayhanger in Bursley.
Edwin Clayhanger?
You know them?
Yes, they're a very good family business.
Thank you, Miss Lesways. I'll remember your recommendation.
Mr. Cannon, I took this clipping from the London Daily Telegraph. You told me to read everything.
Demonstration in Hyde Park. It's a long way from the Five Towns, Miss Lesways.
But it looks like it's going ahead in spite of the ban, Mr. Cannon. They expect 2,000 people.
Do you think a local paper should report such a national issue?
The right to vote. That affects everyone in the country. Wouldn't you say? And you said we must maintain an outward eye and rise above provinciality.
So I did. So I did. Dayton!
Yes, Mr. Callan?
Do something with the Reform League's news from London. Take this and make up a column for the first edition.
Right you are.
Well spotted, Miss Lessways.
Thank you.
Would you be kind enough to take a letter for me?
Oh, of course.
Mr. Ezra Brunt. Sir, re-advertisement. With reference to your inquiry as to the circulation of our newspaper, we beg to state that it is our intention to print 4,000...
2,000?
4,000. Our representative would be pleased to call upon you by appointment. Respectfully yours...
But, Mr. Cannon, we can't hope to print 4,000 copies.
Miss Lessways, it's only a matter of time before we achieve a larger circulation, and our advertisers will be very delighted, I have no doubt. And your shorthand.
Oh?
Simply marvellous. Dayton!
Yes, Mr. Cannon?
When you're ready.
Right you are, sir.
Pass me that towel, will you?
I thought we could go out for a walk today.
Oh.
Well, where do you want to walk?
I don't know. Anywhere. We're in Paris. I have my copy of Les Misérables. We could go and find every place in the story. I've always dreamed of being in Paris.
I'm going to meet someone.
Who?
Just someone. You go sightseeing, if you want.
Alone?
You're not a baby.
Madame Var came and asked for the rent again.
I've told you, I haven't got 5 francs to my name.
But what will we do? We must pay. It's shameful to not pay.
Why don't you write to your people and get some money out of them?
My mother.
You needn't turn pale and begin all that fuss again. What I'm suggesting is a perfectly reasonable thing. If I haven't got money, I haven't got it. I can't invent it, can I?
You told me you had an inheritance of £12,000.
Oh, my dear girl, we've been in Paris for 6 months. What do you think we've been living on?
But £12,000. It's more money than my father saw in his lifetime.
You can hardly compare me to your father.
He was a better man than you. He provided for us.
Oh, very well. If you insist, I'm sure he was a saint. So you're going to have the decency to answer my question?
What question?
Will you write to your people?
No.
Why not?
Because I won't. My mother has worked hard all her life and I've probably broken her heart. I can't suddenly turn around and ask her for money.
Oh, have it as you like, but I'm not joking. We shall starve.
Very well, we shall starve. Let's see who dies first. I'll ask Madame Var to make arrangements to bury us in the dustbins at the back of the kitchen, as there'll be no money to cover the funeral.
I am sure your people could lend us a bit. If I had the money to send you back to Bursley to ask them, I would.
Oh, my God. Do you think I could go back? Do you think I could ever face my family again? You've lied to me, Gerald. Everything has been a lie.
I lied a little to get you, I'll admit, but you didn't complain then. I took you with just the clothes on your back, and I've spent every cent I had on you. However, this is going to end.
What are you doing?
What does it look like? If you won't go to your family, then I shall have to leave to find work. You wouldn't expect me to stay here, would you?
You're just going to walk out.
I give you one more chance. Will you write to your mother or Constance, or won't you? I am your husband. It's your duty to obey me. I order you to write to your mother.
You may bully me all you like, but I will never do what you ask. You've already made me hurt my family. I won't hurt them again.
Well, then, you can do as you like, and I shall do the same. Whatever happens to you now, you've brought it on yourself. I'm going. Have you nothing to say?
Here. You've forgotten this.
What is it?
It's the wrapping from the cigar you smoked in the Rue Montmartre this afternoon.
You followed me?
You have no money to pay the rent, but you had money enough to spend on that girl. I'm glad I followed you. Now I know who you really are.
You knew what you were getting when you chose me. What kind of girl runs off to Paris with a stranger?
I believed in you.
You didn't even know me. You'd have taken anyone who could get you out of there.
That's not true.
Well, you're here now and you got your way. Good luck to you.
Singing sweetly and completely, songs of pleasure and of love. My heart is with you all together, though I live not where I long.
Absolute disgrace.
Aye, there are rumours. I'll not deny it. Our fellow brethren were beaten. And we know, friends, that it wasn't our people who started the trouble.
Excuse me.
But the worst news I have for you is young
Catherine.
As you know, she was set upon. We don't know who by. With no husband to care for her, Mr. Yarlett has kindly said he'll make the collection to help her out. I can't say if she'll work again.
Excuse me, the young woman, how badly is she hurt?
Who might you be?
Hilda Lessways. I'm with the Chronicle, the new newspaper.
You tell your newspaper then that Cassie Wayman has a shattered hip and may not walk again. You say she was just speaking, and that speaking is no crime in this country.
Right, that's right.
And now the poor lass has lost everything.
Oh, yes.
Well said, sir.
Excuse me. Hilda, are you going to write Cassie's story?
Edwin? What are you doing here?
I've been having words with my father about the camp meeting. As far as he's concerned, they were all troublemakers. I wanted to find out what really happened.
So do I.
Oh, you should have some of this pork pie, Tellwright. It's tasty with a pickled onion.
Never mind pickled onions. What's this about your thugs causing mayhem at Longshore?
Not good for you to miss your dinner.
What were you about, Elliot? Throwing fuel on the fire?
Watch your voice. I don't want to shout a business to all and sundry.
When I asked you to send your lads in, it was to keep order, not cause a rumpus.
Now, listen to me, Tellwright. We don't want our workers jumping on any bandwagon where they think they can do as they like. And not only that, but God will pat them on the head and throw in a halo to boot. Suits us if everyone thinks they're trouble, because trouble they are.
You're the kind of man that uses a hammer to crack a nut.
Well, some nuts need smashing. Now, you're a man of the world. If a fire needs putting out, there's no point throwing a thimble of water on it. Now, have a whiskey, and we'll say no more.
I'm not drinking today.
Very abstemious. Now, I'm looking for a house to rent for my new manager. You got anywhere cheap and cheerful?
I might. Waiter!
Sir?
Bring Mr. Tellwright a coffee and a bit of Turkish delight.
Yes, sir.
You know, Tellwright, this is what I dreamed of as a child. We're living like kings.
Is Mr. Cannon back?
In his office. I wouldn't. He's crashing about the place like a bull in a tea shop.
Mr. Cannon?
Miss Lessways?
Excuse me, but I've just been to a meeting of the primitives and I think there's a story in the violence at the Longshore camp.
Really?
I was there. Someone intentionally caused all that trouble.
And who do you think that was?
Well, I don't know.
I do.
Oh?
At a guess, it's whoever has an axe to grind in these parts. An objection to the primitives and their fellow radicals. The trades union folks, the miners.
Well, that would be many of the people in the Five Towns.
Indeed. We agree.
But the people at the meeting had supporters too.
Yes. But are they our readers?
The poor are less likely to buy a newspaper.
If at all.
Do you mean we shouldn't pursue the story in case we offend our readers?
Oh, not at all, not at all. Truth must be everything to the newspaper man or woman. But until we have proof, really, we must keep our powder dry. You understand?
Yes, of course.
Miss Lessways.
Yes?
This job suits you. Am I right?
I'd stay here day and night if I could. It's the best thing I've ever done.
I'm so glad.
Oh, excuse me, I was looking for Mrs. Wayman, from the works.
Mr. Clayanger, is it?
That's right.
Mrs. Wayman is unwell.
I know that. I saw you at the meeting at Turnhill. I want to say how sorry I am about the trouble. What happened at the camp, the violence, it was wrong.
It's all right, Mr. Davis. Let him in.
I'll be back later, Cassie.
Mrs. Wayman, I was very sorry to hear about what happened.
Were you? That's kind.
That was bad trouble at the meeting. I've never seen anything like it.
Came as no surprise to me.
But to strike down innocent people, women.
You look like a nice man, Mr. Clayhanger. Why do you think a thing like that happens?
I don't know. Someone's against you?
There are no bad people. No thugs.
But I saw them myself.
There are only the people we know. Our families. Our friends. Have you ever been bullied? Made to go against all you believe in? Won't you respect me by answering me?
Yes. Yes, I have.
But we can't give in.
Is it wise to invite such anger? This is a small town.
How will anything change if we give in to fear?
What do you have change? There's so much wrong with the world. How can you even think about making a start?
If we cried out for just one thing, it would bring forth countless blessings.
What is it?
Justice. Justice and only justice you shall follow, saith the Lord.
You're very wise, Mrs. Wayman.
Call me Cassie.
Would it offend you if I gave you this? I know there's a collection to help you.
I'm not offended by your money. We all need to live.
I'll let you rest now.
Mr. Clayhanger, don't let anyone ever tell you there's nothing you can do. The good Lord knows each and every one of us by name, and he put us here for a reason. Of that you can be sure.
It?
Excuse me, madame. Monsieur is in the salon asking for monsieur. When I said he had gone away, he is asking for madame.
What time is it?
11 o'clock. Oh. Monsieur Chirac says it is very important. Will madame see him?
Yes.
Oh, dear madame, I'm so sorry to disturb you.
Oh, forgive me, I have my migraine. You want Gerald?
Yes.
He's left me.
Left you?
Last night.
My God. And you are ill.
What is it you want, Monsieur Chirac?
Do you know where he's gone?
No. Please, how can I help you?
He came to me yesterday to borrow some money.
I hope you didn't lend him any.
He said he was expecting 5,000 francs yesterday morning, but he had news that it wouldn't arrive until today, and he needed 500 francs at once. I didn't have 500 francs, so I borrowed it from the cash box at work. Oh. I have to return it this morning. He didn't tell you?
No.
He said you sent me your good wishes.
Did he? He's always saying things. I can pay you.
Oh, but madame...
I still have the money I took from him when he was drunk, remember? It's his and it should be used to pay his debt.
I could not possibly allow you. But perhaps he still plans to send me the money. Why, he might be at my office as we speak.
He won't be. He's gone. Let me do this. It will help me feel that I'm finished with him for good.
Thank you. You are unwell. Here, sit down.
I'll be all right. If I can just sit still.
You have a fever. Half the city is ill. How long might you stay here at the hotel?
I must leave shortly. The bill is only paid until today.
You need a doctor. I will go to work, return the money, and come back to you. Try not to worry. You are not alone. I will come back. I promise.
You are very late, Hilda.
Hello, Mother. Miss Gailey.
Hilda?
I was delayed. I'm working at the newspaper now, I expect Mother's told you.
Mm-hmm. Certainly an unusual occupation for a woman.
I hear you're thinking of going to London.
Oh, as Mr. Callan said, he seems very full of it. You know how he is when a thing takes him?
Very forceful.
He has a boarding house there. He says it's just the thing for me, but I'm not sure.
Everyone knows you're a very capable housekeeper, Sarah.
I remember your refreshments at dances.
George says he never had such meals as when he lived with me.
I'm sure he was very sorry when he left you.
Oh, well, relatives, you know. And George has always had ideas about furnished rooms and so on. He says there is money to be made out of them. And it isn't as if I don't know London, but... Oh, it's such a long time ago.
It isn't as long as all that.
No, I really don't know whether I could manage it.
You're younger than I am. I'm not going to have anyone making out that I'm getting old. Of course, I should be sorry to lose you. There's no friend like old friends.
No, that's true.
Whoever can it be at this time?
Oh, it is late for company.
We're not expecting anybody.
If it pleases you, ma'am, Mr. George Cannon.
Mr. Cannon, you've surprised us.
Forgive me, Mrs. Lessways, but I was passing. I meant to say to your daughter I might call in tonight.
You'll have a cup of tea.
Oh, I'll not refuse one on a night such as this. What a welcoming room.
Thank you.
And I have an apology to make, Mrs. Lessways.
Whatever for?
Stealing your invaluable daughter away to work with me on the newspaper. I know you must feel the loss.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
She's of service to you, and everybody's happy.
You're very generous.
Your sister is fretting that she might fail to please you in London.
Oh, now, Sarah, you're too modest.
When I think of what it would take to organise, and the guests.
My dear, the whole scheme is entirely for you. It really doesn't matter to me, but for you it seemed like a good prospect. Don't you agree, Mrs. Lessway?
Oh, you! You've only to open your mouth. You could talk anyone into the middle of next week.
But seriously.
I think it is worth considering.
There you are.
I shall be all alone there.
Why don't you ask Mrs. Lessways to go with you and settle you in?
I've only been to London once for 2 days before Hilda was born. I should be no use there at my time of life. Oh,
nonsense, Mrs. Lessways. And it would mean all the world to Sarah.
Oh, it would.
Do go, Mother.
And leave you by yourself. A nice thing.
I'll be fine. Really.
Would you agree, Mrs. Lessways? I would be eternally grateful.
Well, I suppose a week, perhaps.
Oh. Wonderful. That's settled.
This is good of you, Madame Foucault.
We can't have the poor girl in hospital with all this disease. What's her name again?
Madame Scales. Sophia. Oh. The doctor will call this evening.
Where's Gerald?
No, madame. All will be well. Well, do you have a girl who can nurse her?
How many girls do you think I have?
I shall pay.
Very well. And what is your interest, if you don't mind my asking?
Simply concern, Madame Foucault. This poor lady has been through a wretched time and is in need of friends.
Aren't we all? Come on then, my sweet. Let's get you into bed.
I shall call again this evening.
Mother, the boy is here for your box.
Don't give him more than twopence.
Well, you'll miss your train. Sorry. Go with Mother to the station. I'm so sorry I can't go with you to London.
Well, you have your work. That always seems to come first these days.
Florrie! Mother will miss her train!
I don't know what I shall make of London.
Oh, it's terrible for robbers, ma'am.
Thank you, Florrie. Goodbye, Hilda. Lock all the windows.
I will. Goodbye, Mother. Have a good journey.
I dislike travel. Florrie, take my hat box.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Go
to the station with the cart, Joey, and collect the paper.
Yes, Mr. Dayton.
All of it.
Yes, Mr. Dayton.
And come right back.
Oh, sorry, miss.
Oh, damn. I can't read the proofs if the press won't open.
Let me.
We have cuttings from Manchester, Birmingham and London, and no one to make a decision.
Where's Mr. Cannon?
Meet in Enville.
Isn't that awkward? With what we're about to say about him.
If we say it.
But we have the galley-proofs ready. Mr. Enville is in disgrace. The whole town knows he's involved in scandal.
Enville is well connected. He's not short of influence.
But the job of the press is to pursue the truth.
Miss Lessways, you do cheer me up. I expect you to believe in fairies and unicorns too. Oh! You fixed it.
I do believe in truth. Surely we all do.
Joey, gone for the printing paper.
Well, as we speak.
Miss Lessways, your notepad, if you'd be so kind.
Oh. How was Enville?
Informative. Ready?
Yes.
This newspaper must most strongly object to the campaign of vilification by our contemporary, the Staffordshire Signal, against our esteemed fellow townsman, Mr. Richard Enville.
Oh, but Mr. Cannon?
Yes.
We already have the story on Mr. Enville.
And now we have new information. What is a newspaper, Miss Lessways, if it cannot respond to the moment? Dayton, when Miss Lessways is finished, set up this leader on Enville.
I'll send Joey down to the printers as soon as it's copied.
On second thoughts, why don't you run down with it yourself, Miss Lessways, and tell him we need it on the stalls first thing in the morning?
They'll never manage it.
He might for Miss Lessways. And Enville wants a proof of his advertisement.
So Mr. Enville has decided to give us the business he used to give to the Signal.
Hardly surprising, after how he's been treated. I'm wanted at the Conservative Club. I'll be back by four.
Miss Lessways, you heard what Mr. Cannon said?
Mr. Dayton, the whole town knows about Mr. Enville.
This is the newspaper business, Miss Lessways. They don't call it business for nothing. Joey, stand by for a new front page.
Yes, Mr. Dayton.
The world's a mucky place, Miss Lessways, and somewhere in all that muck, there's a living to be made.
Won't I just mash the men? Shan't I just mash them?
Flory, whatever are you doing?
Oh, miss, I thought you were in town.
What are you doing in my mother's room?
I wanted to look in the big mirror, miss. I'm ever so sorry.
You shouldn't be in here.
Oh, I know, miss. I'm sorry. But you gave me this skirt and I so wanted to try it on. Oh, please don't let me go, miss. I like this job. I'd be lost without it.
Go and get changed. Hurry up.
Yes, miss.
Singing sweetly and completely, songs of pleasure and of love. My heart is with you all together, though I live not where I love.
Hey, Flo!
What are you doing round the back of Sunday school like a hedgehog in the grass?
Waiting for you to pass by. Mr. Dayton sent me to the draper's and I was hoping you might come this way.
I've just had a right do. Miss Lessway's given me an earful.
Oh, you got on the wrong side of her, have you?
I reckon she's jealous.
Never seen a woman work like that before. Not a posh lady, anyhow.
Must be cracked. She doesn't even have to. They've got houses they rent. Daft. We go in for a walk then Sunday.
I've got the pigeons, haven't I?
Oh, well, if you'd rather be with your pigeons.
You could help me.
Well, you're really tempting me now. You know just what to say to a girl.
Then after, my mum would give us a big dinner.
I miss my mum.
You can share mine. What do you say?
All right.
Damn this thing.
Here, let me.
If we don't get the proofs to the printers in the next half hour, we can wave goodbye to catching the morning sales.
There's only three more pages left.
Joey! Where the devil is that boy?
You sent him to show the advertisement proofs to the Baines.
Oh, a telegram arrived for you earlier. Your girl brought it down.
A telegram?
Not bad news, I hope.
No, not especially. It's from Mr. Cannon's sister. My mother isn't well. She's in London, but she's never really ill.
You could still get the last train, if you wanted.
No. No, I shall go up in the morning. I'm sure she'll be perfectly all right. Run down to the Saracen's Head and book me a cab for 8 o'clock for the early train.
Yes, miss.
Well, go now. Wait, is that the post?
Yes, miss.
Do pass it to me. It might be for my mother.
Please, miss, it's for me.
For you?
From my young man.
You have a follower?
Yes, miss.
Get along now and book that cab.
Yes, miss.
Get your paper here.
Oh, I should like a copy, please.
New paper, miss. Chronicle, first issue today.
Yes, I know. I work there.
All aboard! Morning, ma'am.
I'm going to Hornsey. Do you know it?
Right you are, miss. Hornsey it is.
What address did you say, miss?
Cedars House, Haringey Park Road.
There you are, miss. Cedars House.
Lines down. Must have been a bereavement.
Miss Gailey? I came as soon as I could. Is everything all right?
Hilda, I'm so sorry. I'm afraid your mother's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
Past. Peritonitis. I so hoped you'd get here in time. It was only this morning at 11 o'clock. It can't be. Mother's never ill.
Steady on, miss. Oh. You'd best sit down.
Oh. She was my good friend. Well, now I shall be alone.
I should have come. How long have I been here?
A month and one day.
I am Madame Foucault.
Where am I?
In Paris.
Oh, I remember.
You sweated and raved. And stabbed the serving girl with the scissors.
Oh, forgive me.
Ah, it was merely a flesh wound. Drink this soup.
How did I get here?
Monsieur Chirac. Oh. He comes every day after his work. Very attentive. I do my best, but we are not an hotel.
Oh, of course. You've been so kind. I can leave now, I'm sure.
No. Not yet. We must build you up first, or Monsieur would never forgive me. But today I must leave you alone. My servant has a wedding to go to and has demanded a day off. She's getting too big for her boots, if you ask me. And I must go out. It's 4 o'clock and I shall be back by 6.
Of course. You are looking very chic, madame.
Ah, yes, well, chic. What does that do? Now, I expect you to stay in bed. Do you hear?
Madame, what is this place?
Boarding house. Though we have only one guest at present. But it ebbs and flows and we must take life as it comes. You like my hat?
Yes, madame.
Now, have your soup and sleep.
You have been so kind.
Oh, well, we do what we must.
Might I sit by the window?
Let me help you.
Could you open it?
Paris is so noisy. And the dust.
Oh, I feel like I've been inside for such a long time. I used to live above a shop that looked out on the square.
Hilda, dear, how are you?
I'm all right.
And you've eaten your toast?
Yes.
I've given those dreadful Boutwoods notice. They were late again for breakfast. And Mr. Boutwood had the face to ask for another egg. They never want to go to bed. And then they never get up. And if you saw their room... And then he said he paid me to give him what he wanted and not what I wanted. Can you imagine?
And so you said they should go?
I did. I don't know what my brother will say when he comes.
Mr. Cannon is coming.
Today. And he insists on seeing you this time, dear. He wants to discuss your affairs.
I can't see him. I can't see anyone.
Oh. Your mother wouldn't want you to take to your bed like this. Hilda, you really must try.
Oh, why must I try? I've done something so terrible, it can never be made right.
I knew your mother. That is not how she would see it. Whatever you did, or think you did, she would expect you to get on with things.
I don't deserve happiness. I don't deserve anything now.
You mustn't talk like this.
Mother never approved of me. It was impossible to please her. When I started work for Mr. Cannon, it was such an escape. I was happy when she came here with you. I was glad she was gone.
Oh. Sometimes, the only way to go on living is through habit, until things improve. There is comfort in small things, and courage in simply getting out of bed. Now do get dressed, dear. My brother will be here very shortly.
Gave us quite a fright, Miss Lessways.
No, your sister has been looking after me.
Good, good. Have you decided what you're going to do?
I'm not going back to the newspaper.
No, of course. Were you thinking of returning to the Five Towns?
I don't know.
If you aren't, I have a concern about your mother's house. It's not advisable to leave it empty.
I don't know what to do about any of it.
Well, perhaps one thing at a time. I could sell your mother's property in Calder Street. The purchase money, if carefully invested, will bring you in as much as any rent.
I wish I could sell everything. Everything. Then I would be free.
You can, if you wish. I'd be happy to help you.
Oh, please do sell it all for me. Supposing you could, about how much should I have in income?
Well, let me see. I should think... perhaps £3 a week?
I'd be very grateful.
You want everything sold? Even your mother's furniture?
Yes, everything.
Tomorrow I'll bring some papers for you to sign from the solicitors.
Thank you, Mr. Cannon.
But please, turn to me if you need anything at all.
Lie down. You mustn't stay here like this. Calm yourself, please.
I haven't a single friend now. Oh,
yes, you have. Of course you have. You have me. I'm your friend.
Oh, you're very kind. But you know what I mean. I never treated a man badly in my life. I've always been a good girl. There's not a man who can say I was not a good girl. I was never a girl like the rest. Everybody said so.
Let me help you up.
Once I had an hotel in the Avenue de la Reine Hortense. 4 horses. I sold one to Madame Mussard. But one cannot make economies. In 56, I was spending 100,000 francs a year. That cannot last. I have always said to myself, that cannot last. I borrowed money to rent the furniture. Men are cowards. I knew I could rent 3 bedrooms for 350 francs a month.
Madame, is my room... Was it your own bedroom?
Yes. All the other rooms were let.
So where have you been sleeping?
Behind the kitchen. Oh. I don't need much space. But now all my guests are gone. I have nothing. And I owe And my young man, he quits on me. He chooses this moment to leave.
It's not because of the loss of his money I feel bad. It's his age, 25. With a woman like me, it was inevitable. But I loved him.
Oh, dear madame, you are deeply wounded.
Now, with war coming, you know they say Paris will be destroyed. I shall become a charwoman. There's nothing else for it, a charwoman. Well, that's life. I'm sorry that you should hear me like this. Don't let such a story be yours. Work hard, save. Never give your future off to some brute of a man. Learn from me. Have a good life. You are still young.
You mustn't forget that I owe you a lot of money for my care and my rent.
But you're still not well.
I am quite well enough to pay my debts. Now, how long have I been here?
4 weeks.
Let's say 5. How much is the rent per week?
I don't want anything. You are a friend of Monsieur Chirac.
Shall I pay 75 francs a week?
It's too much.
5 weeks at 75 francs is 375 francs. So I will give you 400.
400?
To cover the time you spent caring for me while you were like a nurse to me.
Really, madame, I could not think of...
Please allow me to do this. It's a small thing, a way to thank you. Oh, there now. What is it?
You're so beautiful and kind. I'm so happy I could help you when I did.
I'm glad too. I had no one else in the world. And now we must help each other.
Don't you know how to carry a horse, Dan? Do any more harm and you'll have me to answer to.
What's up, Fo? You're not been crying.
I don't cry, you know that.
All right, I know.
They're touching all the mistress's things with their dirty great hands. It's not right. That sideboard has her letters still in it. And they pulled her clothes out of the wardrobe and dropped a china cat from Buxton and smashed it to bits.
You shouldn't have to see that, Flo. Go in and sort them out.
Don't be daft.
No, I will. I'll go in. I'll tell them what's what.
That great big lump with the woolly hat would flatten you if he sneezed.
What? You saying I couldn't beat him in a fight?
Joe, he'd kill you.
Not if I poked him in the eye first with that broom. See, that's better.
They're going to sell all her things to strangers. It still makes me sad just to think about it.
Anna Maria, like 2 more pounds of sulphur in the front parlour, please. And after that, you can unseal the rooms upstairs.
Monsieur Chirac.
Madame, you look so, well.
We knew you had returned to Paris. We read everything you write in the newspaper.
Yes, war has drawn me back. And you are cured.
I am, thanks to you.
This is such a relief to me, to know that you are no longer in danger. You gave me a fright.
No.
Is that sulphur I smell?
I'm all alone except for the servant. Madame Foucault is out visiting her father. She simply will not allow me to disinfect the house. But now I have my chance. Do come in.
You seem quite at home here.
I am.
I'm so sorry to bring you to a place like this.
Oh, but why? Madame has been kind to me. No one could have been better.
She is a good-natured woman. As a journalist, I know all sorts of people.
Here, hold this paper. I'm sealing all the doors downstairs to make sure the disinfection works completely. Every crack must be covered between the door and the floor.
You English are wonderful. Very practical.
I grew up over a shop in England. My mother could do anything.
Do you see your family?
No, not now.
I suppose you will leave Madame Foucault soon?
I suppose so.
May I ask, do you know where you are going?
I don't. And you? How are you? What will happen with this war?
It must turn out badly, I think. And you have heard nothing of your husband?
Nothing.
He would have gone back to England.
Never. He prefers France.
I think it's the only passion he's ever really had.
It's amazing how France is loved. Please, your work here is nearly finished. Will you come for a drive? There's sunshine and you look pale. Say you will.
I will.
I haven't been outside in the sun for such a long time.
It will do you good.
Do I look like an invalid?
You look pale, but it suits you. I know you don't think much of compliments.
I love compliments. Oh,
then you look ravishing.
You are the kindest of men, Monsieur Chirac. Why all the excitement?
I heard a rumor the army had won a great victory. Perhaps it's true.
Oh, I hope so. With all my heart.
Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Oh, save me. The bare lifts. They are taking the furniture.
Did you know about this?
Surely you must have known.
You have no idea how I tried to save the furniture. I've asked every friend in Paris.
But you said you have no friends.
I was reduced to asking anyone. And I have helped so many. But in my time of need, alone, deserted.
Ah, now I see. You thought I might make the payment if you weren't here.
Oh, no, 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 no. How can you say that? And yet, you might still save me.
Oh, madame, if you had looked into your affairs, this situation might never have developed.
But the world is not always as expected.
When it comes to money, if you spend more than you earn, disaster will always follow.
Oh, you're right, of course. Oh, they have my mother's couch. My mother died on that couch! I did what I could for you when you were alone and without friends. I took mercy on you.
How much would it take?
Less than 1,000 francs. Please, you can save me. And I will repay you, I swear.
I won't lend you anything, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy the furniture and I'll promise to sell it back to you as soon as you have the money. I have very little money, so I must have a guarantee.
You are an angel of charity. I'll do whatever you wish. Oh, you English women are astonishing.
Madame! Mama?
In the kitchen, Madame Foucault.
Yes, a lady and a gentleman who want the bedroom.
You've shown them the room already?
No, I thought I would ask your advice first.
Are they married?
One cannot demand the marriage certificate. I know the lady from before. She rented from me a year or so ago.
Was she with the same man?
No, no. She was with a bad sort then.
I don't know why you're asking me.
Will you leave me if I accept this offer?
Yes.
And take away the furniture, no doubt. How am I to live if I must turn my customers away?
By being respectable and only renting to respectable people.
What shall I do? We shall starve. You wait and see.
Well, while we're waiting to starve, shall I begin dinner?
We have nothing but a crust of bread and a bit of cheese.
Then I shall go to the grocer's and get what we need.
Oh, 300 francs a month. And you only have to walk out of the door to find such a tenant.
From now on, we must build a reputation for good value. Good, simple food and cleanliness.
Is it possible that we might make this house a place of respectability? It is what I have always wanted. If we were to join forces, two women, what a team. Why, nothing could stop us. And think of it, indépendance. We would have no need of a man. If only you will be my teacher, I will be a better person and start my life anew.
I will.
Oh, madame, you will see. You have saved me. You will see. It is today that my life begins again.
Good day to you, Miss Lesways. I've not seen you lately.
Mr. Tellwright. No, I've been away since my mother died.
Yeah, I was sorry to hear it. I'm about to attend the auction of your mother's possessions. Is that why...
Oh, no, I won't be there.
The entire house contents. Always good to have a clean sweep. And so useful for my rental properties. She had some very handsome bookshelves.
Excuse me. Good day.
Oh! Hello, miss.
Hello, Joey. Mr. Cannon keeping you busy?
The newspaper's closing. We've got to be out by tonight.
I heard.
Get on with it, lad!
Yes, Mr. Cannon.
Good luck, Joey. Oh,
thanks, miss.
Good afternoon, Mr. Cannon.
Miss Lesways. I was wondering what had become of you.
I was expecting you to call again or to send me a note.
I dare say your time has been fully occupied.
Dayton, I said you'd be at the bank by 3.
Your sister asked me to come and see you. She received your letter.
Do sit down.
Oh, thank you.
You'll forgive me. Everything has to be dispatched by the end of the day.
I was sorry to hear about the newspaper closing.
We can only offer something of innovation or quality. We can't force people to accept it.
Sarah's not well. That's why I've come.
Or she imagines she's not well.
It isn't her imagination.
You know, she's told me she wants to give up running the boarding house in London. She wrote to me and suggested I might get your opinion on it.
But why me?
She thinks the world of you. We both do.
If she gave it up, what would she do?
Exactly. You could put some reason into her. You know, if Sarah pulled herself together, I think I could make something of the place. Only she mustn't get too crotchety with the boarders. I've had to smooth it out with the Boutwoods. It could work very well if she could simply keep her head.
I'll speak to her. She was Mother's oldest friend.
That's very good of you.
Oh, wait. That's your Victor Hugo, isn't it? I remember the first time I came to see you, your beautiful books on your desk.
Have it.
No, I couldn't.
I can't imagine it going to a better home. And if you don't, you'll be condemning it to life in a dry old box. You wouldn't want that now, would you?
That's very kind.
I expect you've heard about the trouble I've been having.
No.
Before the newspaper, I worked for old Carleek upstairs in the solicitor's office.
Mother told me.
But I'm not fully qualified in the way they'd like me to be.
I don't really understand these things. Is anything the matter?
Nothing. Only... You'll hear the gossip, I dare say. Carleek's come into some money and simply walked out of the office, and before I know it, half the town wants me out. They even told the Law Society, if you please. All because I wouldn't take the trouble to pass their wretched exams. To tell you the truth, I'm rather glad. It's time I was branching out on a new path. Do you know what the great thing of the future is?
No.
Hotels.
Hotels?
There'll be more money and more fun to be got out of hotels in the future than any other enterprise in the world. You should see the hotels that are going up in London. The St. Pancras is like a palace. I'm going to London myself, tomorrow. A new start. I don't suppose... Could you possibly think of coming with me? To reassure Sarah? That boarding house could be just the beginning. Forgive me, I'm asking too much.
I would like to help your sister. She's been kind to me.
But if you could come for even a little while, until we find our feet, I can't tell you how much it would mean to both of us.
Well, now that Mother's house is sold, I suppose there really is nothing keeping me here.
Free as the wind.
And I know Sarah worries.
You'd be such a comfort to her.
I'd be happy to help you and your sister. I'll come.
How marvellous. The station, then, in the morning, for the early train.
I'll be there.
In Chinatowns, inspired by the novels of Arnold Bennett and dramatised by Lynn Coughlan and Sean McKenna, Ephraim Tellwright was played by Neil Dudgeon. Edwin was Cameron Percival. Sevilla, Alexandra Constantinidi. Gerald Scales, Christopher Harper. Chirac, Charlie Anson. and Madame Foucault, Caroline Lonk. Hilda Lessways was Lucy Doyle. George Cannon, Gunnar Cawthery. Sarah Gailey, Claire Corbett. And Florrie, Helen Monks. Dayton was Don Gillet. Cassie, Jeanette Percival. Elliot, Paul Bowen. And Davis, Tony Turner. Incidental music was arranged by Colin Guthrie and performed by Colin Guthrie, Peter Ringrose and Ian Conningham. Songs were performed by members of the company. The director was Marion Nancarrow.